Alright, everyone, Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I decided let's go ahead and just do this since it's still kind of early. So we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of Lust Academy. Obviously, you know how we start these. Haley's so peaceful in her sleep. I can watch her body moving up and down as she breathes, her boobs particularly. Still think the view would be better without that bra. Shouldn't be hard to fix that. Just need to understand how it works. Taking a look. If memory serves correct, it's pretty... I don't know, but I think we might have done this one. Let's go to this one. Oh, Haley, I'll be honest, I've already missed you, and these lace panties especially. It's so hard to take my eyes off them. Just one little touch makes me so happy. Phew, that ideal flat tummy. So hypnotic to see my arm sliding down her hip. I just want to dive right into her panties. Her pussy, it's warm and wet. Maybe she's having a wet dream. God, what am I doing? This is crazy. The temptation, it's too much. I'm about to have an orgasm. Oh, fuck. Feels so fucking good. Just like that. Perfect. That's not all. Oh, it's even better than I imagined. What a sight, I came all over her chest. How could I have produced so much sperm? Should I clean it up a bit? Oh, shit, she's gonna wake up. Let's get going. What a dream. I didn't know you could experience that while sleeping, and my panties are soaking wet. Wish I could have those dreams more often. Oh my god, it was magical. I still can't get the stupid smile off my face. Haley gives me true happiness. Next morning. Another day, another adventure. It's time to get ready and get to studying. I should start with potions class today. I kind of feel bad for dodging yesterday. Besides, Haley always starts with Victoria's class, and I'm not ready to talk to her about dragons and their lairs. Yeah, it's settled. I'll start with Sabrina's class today. Good morning, class. Today we're going to study a very unusual potion. Let's say we go over the very edge. I think some of you have already heard about wizard depression. This type of depression is not much different from ordinary depression. The problem is that wizards have a particularly acute perception of all their feelings. Therefore, even ordinary depression can be a problem for them. Long time ago, our predecessors figured out how to deal with this. But the potion, as usually happens in these cases, works both ways. It enhances the mood even if the wearer has not experienced a magical blow. That is why some irresponsible wizards abuse this potion. I hope that you will not use this potion to your detriment. If Sabrina were a dealer, she couldn't have made a better ad than this one. The only difficulty is that the potion of joy is very easy to spoil in the process of preparation. For some reason, I expected to hear something like that. The slightest mistake while heating and you get, instead of a potion of joy, a useless herbal infusion. What? It seems that Mr. Grimm already tried to brew this potion and did not succeed. Damn. Now I know what the rest of the class will think of me. Miss Spellman, I only made an assumption, and amazingly, you guessed it. It's just that almost all the potions we brew consist of herbs. It wasn't hard to guess. Seems like a pretty good explanation, but I still feel stupid. The way to make a potion is quite simple. You can find it on page 126 of the textbook. You'll also find the correct temperature for making it there. You may be wondering why we're not making a potion of joy in class right now. The answer is simple. We don't want to stockpile them on campus given the potential for abuse. And it has one valuable ingredient that is not available to students. Wait a minute, then what did you show us at the beginning of the lesson? Aha, Mr. Attentive caught me. Yes, I showed you the flask, but it contained an antidote potion. In the next lesson, we'll learn how to make it. Yeah, and when you make fun of me in front of the whole class, there's no limits. I understand that some of you missed the practical part today. But with regard to this potion, we will continue ourselves to a study of theory. But that doesn't mean you won't be asked about it on the exam. So I advise you to remember well our lesson today. It's kind of weird. Why did she even tell us about it if we can't practice? And Mr. Attentive gets top marks today. Pay attention to the little things, just like him. Wow, unexpected but very nice. Nice. Okay, now I want to get to the battle magic lesson. How do I do that without talking to Haley about the baby dragon? Oh, I know. If I mix into the crowd now, there's no way Haley will notice me in the garden. Oh, I was in such a hurry to go with everyone and hide from Haley. I didn't notice I had some time before the actual class started. Oh, Gabby's here too. Damn, I promised her something and completely forgot about it. Man, you gotta stop promising to help every chick in sight. It's impossible to keep track of so many promises. She was going to bring Jacob back to life. I should find out if she's given up on his crazy idea yet. Gabby! Gabby! Earth to Gabby, do you read me? Over! She can't hear anything around her. Okay, I'll get closer. I don't like shouting in the classroom. Gabby! Hi! Ah, Grim, you almost scared me! Sorry, I just wanted to see if you found out anything interesting. Can you believe it? Emily won't give me the book I need because it's apparently not for freshmen. Let's go to the library. I'll convince Emily that we need this book. You what? Victoria's class is about to start. You know I'm having trouble with some spells. I can't miss a lesson. Then decide what's more important to you. Emily doesn't work in the evenings. If we have to go to the library, we have to go now. Okay, you've convinced me. But if it turns out to be all for nothing, just know that I will be very angry. Don't worry. Emily is nice to me. I think she won't refuse my request. At least I really hope so. Here we are in the library. What next? Find yourself a table and sit while I sort this out. Now I'm thinking Emily will refuse just like she did with me. Shh! Just do what I asked. Trust me. Hi, let me guess. You're here to ask something, correct? You guessed it. I need one special book that... Wait, I think I know what book you mean. The same one the freshman you came in here with wanted. Are you trying to use it to... Excuse me, are you trying to use me to hit on a girl? Emily, there's been a misunderstanding. She was looking for this book for me. And now she's embarrassed that she couldn't do it. Not a great situation here. And anyway, I need her help and your book. Trust me, it's a matter of life and death. Well, I'll try to believe you this time. Emily, you always go above and beyond for me. Thank you. That's my job, but still, I like to be thanked. Oh, I wish I could follow you like this. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said. Oops. I meant that you were always willing to guide the way into the world of... You were always willing to guide the way into the world of knowledge and magic. It's forbidden to keep such literature easily accessible. Is that why you put it at the top of the bookshelf? Right, otherwise those naughty freshmen might get to it. Honestly, I'd rather get to you right now than the book in the first place. What a gorgeous view. All right, get it together. That's not why you came here. I found this one. But remember, even you are not allowed to take it out of the library. Emily, don't worry. We'll study it in the recording room under your supervision. I already feel a little sorry that Gabby can see us now. Oh, you didn't waste any time here, did you? I don't just have to sit around and wait. Did you bring the book I asked for? Told you I'd bring you what you needed. And, by the way, usually after committing a feat like this, a knight is entitled to a kiss. You're all about nonsense when a man's life is at stake. Give me the book. You're so serious that it makes me kind of afraid. But here. Great. I just need to clarify a couple of things about the rite of resurrection. I'm afraid it's only easy on paper. In practice, we could be in for a bad time. Are you really sure you can do it right? I'm sure, but we're missing one essential ingredient for the ritual. Don't worry about it. If you want, I'll talk to Sabrina and find out where I can get it. You don't understand. This is something else entirely. I'd like to just stand there and watch it. Gabby is a very appetizing figure. That's right. I wasn't wrong. Read it here. I hope when she's found everything she wants, she'll finally give me a kiss. It's an ingredient we can't get for all the treasures in the world. What are you talking about? Do you want the tear of a newborn unicorn on a full moon? If so, we'd still have a chance to save Jacob, but it's much worse than that. We need at least a drop of his blood, or the blood of one of his direct descendants. Are you sure? Nope. 3 different books mention it. I didn't expect this turn of events. What should I do? Should I tell Gabby that I'm Jacob's son, or is it better to keep it from her? She deserves to know the truth. She's genuinely worried about Jacob. Ahem, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm Jacob's son. What? Are you kidding me? Everyone knew that Jacob had no family and no children. You just said that because you want me to pay attention to you. But I really am Jacob's son. How can I prove it to you? You're a liar. Jacob and I were very close, but he never said a word to me about having a child. If you don't believe me, ask Arthur. He can back me up on this. I know for a fact that can't be true. You're just making excuses for not saving him. If I were you, Jacob wouldn't be dead. I was his best student. Get lost, you wretched lying asshole. What's the matter with her? Is that jealousy in Gabby's eyes? How could she possibly think that I would say that just to have an affair with her? I have to give her time to cool down and accept this truth. Anyway, she can't hear me now. I'll check to see if she's okay later. And for today, I'm done with this. Tomorrow I'm gonna be in Dale, enjoying my life. And I'll need a lot of energy in order to do so. It's time to have some rest. Alright, guys. Oh, Lily, sometimes I think you're a witch, the most charming and sweet witch I've ever seen in my life. Otherwise, I can't explain why you're driving me this crazy. Anyway, there's no time to lose. I need her. Oh, she's so wet already. I wonder what she's dreaming about. These panties are definitely cute, but I'm gonna move them a little. Can't wait to touch her pussy. I can barely control myself. Oh yeah, so juicy and warm. So much wonderful, wonderful moisture. Yeah, it's all flowing. Oh Lily, you're a miracle. And these neat little holes, that half-open wet pussy. The only thing stopping me is that she could wake up. Oh yeah. Okay. One more second and I'll come right on her pussy. That's so damn good. Ah! You're awesome, Lily. More, more, more. I want to come over all her holes, every single one. Oh, yes. Mmm, that feels so good. Well, and what a mess. I should clean everything before she wakes up, that's for sure. Ugh, what's going on? Fuck. I dreamed I got caught in the rain and got completely wet. But perhaps it was just a dream. Yeah, just a dream. And what a dream. It's weird, but I kind of liked it. All right, let's get out of here. Careful, on my tiptoes. That was just perfect, so refreshing. I poured my cum all over her little holes, got caught in the rain. Ha ha ha. I wonder how she'll clean everything up. Oh, I can barely keep my eyes open. Next morning. Greetings, students. I am really glad to see you all here today. That being settled, it's time for you to enjoy your weekend. As always, the boat to Dale awaits students who wish to spend their weekend there. Have fun, relax, and get ready to study next week. And one last thing, let me remind you again. You, as the Academy students, are the faces of our educational institution. We rely on your judgment and self-control. Okay, I need to get ready for my usual gig. You know, headman duties. Yeah, I've heard it for 1,000 times now. Do you ever bother to change the script? Why should I? My speech is perfect. Oh, hey, Grim. Do you have a free minute? Shit, I knew I wouldn't be able to get a run from her forever. Excuse me, I knew I would not be able to run from her forever. Hey there, Haley. Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, I've been looking for you everywhere. To ask about, you know, the baby. Have you found anything yet? Almost, I've talked to Sabrina and Martha, but... Come on, girl, thinking of an excuse to postpone this. But what? But you know Martha, she can be quirky. So she asked me to bring her some weird stuff from Dale, in exchange for information. Something doesn't add up. Martha can be whimsical sometimes, but when it comes to helping creatures, I doubt she would make you do errands for her if you explain our situation better. I don't know. Maybe she misunderstood me. Listen, don't worry. It's not like 2 days in Dale would do any difference. I'll go to her right after weekend, I promise. Well, okay, I guess you're right. Sorry I keep bothering you about it. I'm just really worried for the baby. I know. Me too. Let's go until they leave without us, shall we? Hey, do you think Elijah will give his lame speech today? I assure you he will. He's weirdly proud of it. Hee hee. So, what should I do first? It says so. What should I do first things first in Dale? Ah, there are so many options. Maybe a relaxing massage to get rid of fatigue after all these adventures? Or a cup of coffee at Aki's? Who knows? Guys, let's hurry up, please. Now, there are only 3 minutes until our ferry departs. Unless you change your mind about going to Dale. It feels wrong to lie to Haley. But if she knew what I'm going through, I'm sure she'd understand. Oh yeah, I know what to do. If memory serves right, Ashley likes to drink coffee around this time. So if I go to Aki's, I'm killing 2 rabbits with 1 shot. A cup of good coffee and a conversation with a beautiful girl. Oh yeah, Dale, here I come. In a few hours. I hope Ashley's in a good mood because it's been hard to talk to her lately. Silly, but I feel like a carrier pigeon. All because someone has too much pride and resentment. To be honest, I'm starting to get sick of the situation. After all, I wasn't the one who started the whole running away from home thing. Hi, Grim. It's so nice of you to visit me. What? What the hell? I just walked into a cafe. Okay, there's no need to be angry. After all, I'm responsible for Ash. Hi, Ash. How's it going? It's hard to believe, but I didn't even realize how quickly the week flew by. Listen, why don't we grab a table outside? The weather's great out there today. Why not? Let's go get some fresh air. I did 4 evenings at the nightclub, and I have to say it was amazing. People looked at me and thanked me for the dance. I don't even know what was more enjoyable, dancing or talking to visitors. I've probably never been so inspired. I'm very happy for you, although my opinion hasn't changed since last time. I told you more than once, I'm a dancer, not a stripper. You're not a dancer, you're an athlete, to be honest. Are you saying my athletic background could interfere with my dancing career? Ash, don't you get it? It's just a part-time job, that's all. No one knows how long you'll be in this world or when it's time to go home. Will someone finally ask me what I want? Do you really only live in the here and now? Look ahead, into the future! You were born to win competitions, to be a champion, and now you're dancing for drunken men and feel like some kind of queen. Even so, what's wrong or reprehensible about it? I make my own life, living, doing what I like. Is that what you're worried about? You misunderstood me. Yes, yes, everyone around here is right, except me. You should know how much this pisses me off. Do you think the world revolves only around you? I'm not asking anyone to do anything. And I finally started to make a living for myself. Why do I get this crap in return? You got it all wrong. Answer me honestly. How are you better than Dawn and my mom? I'm a completely different person. Don't think like that again. What do you mean? I'm downright offended by the way you've been treating me. For some reason, you think you have the right to decide what my future life should be like. Maybe it's because you saved me. I promised to take care of you. How can you not understand one simple thing? I am a grown woman. It only seems like it to you. We're all worried about you. Your worries are a good excuse to keep on bad-mouthing me. Very convenient from all sides. You are good, I am bad. Ash, calm down, you're yelling. So what's the big deal? There's no one else here now anyway. What if someone walks by? Please, please, just understand you shut out everyone who cares about you. What do you know about my life? My real life? I think it's enough to warn you against making mistakes. Forget it. You have no idea what kind of hell I existed in because of Dawn. You know I never liked Dawn either. You really don't understand because you were lucky to be born a guy. I'm afraid to even guess what I'm about to hear, but I'm with you, Ash. That's right. You guessed it right. Dawn was groping me all over the place back when I was just a teenager. Jesus, it can't be. And then he forbade me to talk to guys. Just talk. He said he was guarding me. Poor girl, and you didn't say anything all this time? I hope this explains why I don't give a shit about Dawn's health. You know, I don't smoke, but fuck, I need a cigarette after hearing this. Here you go. It took me a long time to deal with this injury. I didn't know you smoked. You're an athlete. Forget it. My life was divided into before and after, and there's no going back. That lousy hypocrite put me in a worse cage than the monster you saved me from. I'll talk to Dawn. This is going way overboard. No. These are my problems and only my problems. I have to deal with them myself. Oh, Ashley, why did you keep it to yourself for so many years? Could any of you have helped me? Even Olivia said I was lying. And then she started scolding me when I was dressing up nicely or wearing bright colors. Ash, calm down. I'm here for you. She thought I was luring in Dawn by dressing like that. Oh no. You know what the best day of my life was? I won't even try to guess. When you saved me and took me away from that nightmare. I didn't even realize right away that Dawn couldn't get to me here. Why didn't you tell me and Samantha about it? I didn't want a repeat of what happened when I told Olivia. I can't imagine what you've been through. That's for sure. Being Daddy's favorite girl is sometimes very costly for that same girl. Now I'm even more worried about you than before. Why is that? Because you're not a magician yet. Oh no. So you might end up going back in 6 months. I'll do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen, but it doesn't depend much on me. And after the way that Jacob died, I can't count on anyone else in this matter. So they're going to send me back and erase my memory? It's very likely that that could happen, and very soon. You know, I'm not sad about anything. Let me have only these six months, but I will learn to live on my own, without looking back at anyone. And even if I'm sent back, I won't be Dawn's obedient plaything anymore. I admire your fortitude. Oh, come on, you should know how many tears I've shed because of that asshole. Nonetheless, it's hard to call you a loser. You went through all that horror and got stronger. Ha, I wish I had your confidence. But you've already done it. You got a job, you have a nice place to live, that's already great. You just admitted I might lose it all soon. But now I know how important it all is to you. I promise you I'll do everything I can to keep you from losing it. Yes, yes, but you can't promise anything for sure. Don't be afraid, I'm with you. No offense, but I don't know who to trust in this world anymore. It seems like those closest to me always end up betraying me. But I've always helped you, haven't I? I'm talking about Olivia and Dawn now. One called me a liar and the other... You don't have to torture yourself, darling. It's all in the past. Do you think it can be forgotten at the snap of your fingers? Though, yes, what am I talking about? That's exactly what's going to happen to me very soon. Ash, I won't let anyone else hurt you, neither here nor there. And please don't try to deal with this nightmare on your own again. It's too much for one person. I'd probably break down if I were you. Have you forgotten? I'm an athlete. We grit our teeth and overcome anything in our path. You're good and I'm proud of you, but please, don't pull away from me. As long as you promise not to bother me about my parents. I don't deserve to be treated that way and I have a right to hate them. You don't have to tell me twice. I'll do my best to cheer you up. Look, why don't I talk to Samantha and tell her what we talked about? I think she'll definitely take your side. And she won't bug you about getting in touch with your parents anymore. Please don't. I'm not ready. When the time comes, I'll talk to her myself. I'm sorry, I have to go. Dancers like athletes have their workouts. Goodbye, Ashley. Take care of yourself. If Ashley's heading to her workout, it means the club is about to open. Adele should be happy to see me. Yeah, I was right. People were already gathering in line. I can already feel the atmosphere of nightlife from the street. Let's take a look at the interior. Here she is, gorgeous as always. Hey there. Oh, hey, Grim. Here to have some fun? Actually, I'm here for you. Are you free? Sorry, sweetie, but we just opened. I have to make sure everything's working right. Why don't you sit at the bar and have a drink? I'll find you when I'm free. A drink does sound good. Hey, Vanessa. Yo, can I have a shot of vodka, please? I like that, Grim. Just one, though? Can't handle two or three? Ah, just one is fine. Not the biggest fan of drinking, so I'll take it easy. Do you want some advice from a bartender? Whatever you say. All right, breathe out first, then take it. Helps with the taste. After that, take a deep breath out again. Cool, thanks. Have you been, Nessa? It could be better. What's going on? I am fucking tired of working weekends and nights. Don't get me wrong, I like it here, but even a goddamn vampire needs some free time. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. I'm sorry, I can't imagine how exhausted you are. Damn, I came here to ask you out, spend some time alone together. I'd say yes, but that's out of the question for right now. Maybe there's something we can do about that. What, if you want to help, you can take my place and cover me for a few hours, but then you wouldn't be free. I have a better idea. Let me think. All right, Grim, surprise me. I have an idea, trust me. I'll be right back. Grim! Are you okay? You look a bit frazzled, well, more than usual. No, it's okay. I just really need to talk to you. Sure, you know I'm here for you. So what's up? It's about Vanessa. I was just talking with her and she looks exhausted. It seems like she's been working lots of overtime lately. I think she could use a day off soon. Oh yeah, she has been working a lot lately. We had another bartender who worked during the week, but she quit. And I haven't had much luck in finding a new bartender, which just leaves Vanessa on her own to work the bar. It's not a great situation. I feel horrible. There isn't anyone to cover her shift. Well, and what if we don't talk about the whole weekend? What about a few hours off? That would work when it's not too busy, like right now. What? Well, I don't even know. Vanessa's working really hard. I know she is. She's putting up a strong face for you, but she's running on fumes. If you, for example, don't find a second bartender to help her. Then I can work behind the bar. Gone are the days when I stood behind the bar, but still, this has been an exception. This won't be the norm the entire time she works here. She's not a stranger, she can talk to me, but you're asking right now. I can cover the bar, just for a few hours. You two can enjoy some time together. You two look like you're getting along pretty well, right? She said you'd even help clean the bar. Yeah, just a bit. Anyway, yeah, I think I can help out right now. Thanks, Adele. Hello, dear guests. My name is Adele, and I'll be serving you today. Is this your first time here? Would you like to tell me about our club? Excuse me, would you like me to tell you about our club? Aha, very funny. Okay, seriously. What do you two want to drink? Everything is on the house tonight. How about we let you decide what we drink? Yeah, it's so weird being on the other side of the bar. Adele's making us her own cocktails. How'd you talk her into that? Wasn't too hard. She's a good person. Well, yes and no. You have a lot of power and authority with her for her to say yes. Adele is kind of reasonable, but if I had asked her, she'd remind me of corporate ethics. And that'd be the end of it. Here are your drinks. Old Cuban for her and Clover Club for him. Thanks, Adele. Oh, don't need to thank me. It's your night. Enjoy it. The first toast traditionally for the lady. I insist. Cheers! It's funny, last time I had an old Cuban was about a year ago. My friends and I got fucking hammered, so we... And then Ashley just refused to go back to Olivia and Don's house. She's really stubborn. In the end, I managed to negotiate with the school administration. That's how Ashley got to Dale. Man, you really are a great person. How about another drink? Good idea. So that's how my first relationship ended. You know, he was a jackass through and through. But how naive and inexperienced I was. Ah, we all make mistakes from time to time. Speaking of mistakes, I'll make a big one if I have another drink. And I really need to go to the restroom. Oh shit, she can barely stand right now. I can't leave her alone when she's like this. Something could happen to her on the way back home. Wait for me, I'll come with you, Nessa. I feel like going to the restroom too. You don't mind, do you? Nah, of course not. How do I look? You look hot. Really think that, or are you just talking shit? I mean it, look at yourself, you're gorgeous. Everything's easier when you're drunk. I'm hugging Vanessa, pushing my body into hers, and I don't feel awkward at all, like I'm supposed to do this. I've never thought about your eyes. But I look at them now and they're beautiful. Your pupils are so dilated. I read that people's eyes dilate when they see someone they like. You think that's true? As far as I know, pupils dilate when the light is dim and... Wow! I can't believe that our lips met for the first time. I can't even remember which one of us went for it first. Everything happened so naturally. Oh! Ah, I'm fucking drunk, Grim, and it feels so fucking good to kiss you. That's all I can think about while you're caressing my neck with your hot lips. Ah, yes, so passionate. Oh, Angus. Hang on, what? Did you just call me Angus? Ha ha ha. What kind of a stupid name is that? Grim. I meant Grim. Angus. So what? Do I have some competition? What, the guy from AC/DC? What? Maybe you're just hearing things. No. I definitely heard you call me Angus. Have I seen him already? Who is he? Stop it. I don't want to talk about this. Okay? I'm leaving. No sense in me hanging around. The party's over. I need to get back behind the bar. It's not fair to make Adele cover for me too long. Ciao. So if she's going back to the bar, does that mean Adele is finally free? Sounds good for me. After all, I had some plans for Adele tonight. Oh my Grim. Since Vanessa's working the bar, I assume you're free? I'm not sure, everything seems fine, but I'm always worried that I forgot something. I don't know, I feel like girls are safer when I'm around. They have Ramul, Adele, listen to me. You need a break, cutie. Look at those beautiful, soft hands. They need to be taken care of. Ah, sorry, I couldn't resist kissing your dainty fingers. People usually like their lips on something beautiful, hee hee. You have a way with women. I don't have any words. You have no idea how tired I am of these fuckboys. I can play different roles. For example, tonight I'm going to be a little devil who whispers into your ear all evening. Listen, Adele. Adele, you need to take a break now. Just take the rest of the night off for me. Alone with someone close to you. Yeah. It's up to you. Just forget about the club for now, okay? You're so persistent. Maybe I should listen to you more? Plus, I'm tired of the constant partying. I'd love to have a relaxing evening with good company. So you accept? I was just thinking we should have some time to ourselves. Just the two of us. Take two. What do you think? Is there anything besides yes? Stay close to me, sweetie. Sorry, I just got distracted there. You have a very nice back. Oh, my back, I'm sure. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. It has been a day. So many weird things have happened lately. Everyone's losing their minds. The weekends are always insane, but today, you know how to pique my interest. Oh, it's not a pleasant story, really. For example, I saw a guy and some girl who was wasted in a corner. Fucking not even 10 feet from where, guess we're dancing on a packed dance floor. Wait, what? And they all laughed and just went on dancing like nothing was happening. At first I thought I was imagining it, but as I got closer, no way. Thankfully after a minute or so he snapped back to reality, and she was really wasted. Her hair was all over the place and she just stumbled off. So that's why you don't drink often. God, what a view, she's so sexy. I tried playing it cool by laying my head on her thighs, but my nerves are going wild. But the view from down here made it all worthwhile. You know, spending more time with you has made me realize that being the owner of a club is harder than it sounds. Not saying it's the hardest job ever. Of course, it's got its downside, just like every job out there. Sometimes it's fun, and other times I just want to leave everything behind and never come back here again. Overall, I like it here, and I'm happy. Hey, why are you staring at me like that? You haven't blinked for the past 20 seconds. I've seen you this whole time. I don't know how to put this into words. I just feel good looking at you. I've told you this before, but you're very, very beautiful. Wow, her fingers feel so good as she plays with my hair. Getting goosebumps all over, the best feeling ever. Do me a favor? Sure, sure. Come closer and kiss me. I'm not used to her full lips, but I like it. Her mouth's so welcoming and warm. Why don't you tell me you were such a good kisser? You never asked. That's a crime to be so good. Ah, Her cute fingers feel great caressing my neck like this. She has so much passion with some tenderness, too. Thank God the lighting in this room is red. Wouldn't want her to see me blushing like a schoolgirl. Oh, wow, I mean, she definitely likes taking control. I'm already hard. I've been dreaming about this moment for so long. Oh my, I swear I've masturbated countless times just thinking about you. I never thought I'd hear that from you, Adele. Grim, what about you? Have you ever jerked off thinking about me? Oh, yeah, yeah, a lot. Come on, I know how much you want to touch them. These huge tits feel amazing. Wow, Adele, just wow. Oh, yeah, play with them as much as you want. It really gets me going. What can I say? We just started and I'm already at the edge. After the last time when we got interrupted, I was laying down on the couch and I imagined what it would be like to give you a sweet, passionate kiss. I want you so bad. All of this is happening now. This is so much better than I imagined. This little girl likes to talk dirty. Honestly, it's fucking hot. Oh my god. I wasn't joking when I said I have very sensitive breasts. I'm so close just from my nipples rubbing against your hot chest. Oh yeah. Geez, a little longer and I'll start moaning too. She's so sexy. If you let me, I can make you feel so good. Believe me, I know what real pleasure is. Oh, fuck Adele, yeah, show me. Wow, what a big boy. I can't wait to get these jeans off and see your dick. You won't be disappointed, babe. It's huge. I thought dicks like this only existed in porn. Enjoying yourself, babe? Oh, I am, but I wonder if that's gonna fit in me. I don't usually compliment cocks, but your dick is just perfect. I'm already wet just looking at it. I have a dilemma. I don't even know where to start. Maybe it's best to take it nice and slow. It'll be worth it. She's licking my balls. Just wow. I never knew my balls were this sensitive. Or is that the magic of your lips? It'll be my personal secret. She likes to tease me. I'm ready to offer my soul just so. She takes my rock hard cock in her mouth. I didn't know just licking your dick could be so exciting. It feels amazing. It's almost unbearable. I can't wait to get into your wet mouth. Oh, grim, yes. This erotic chorus of moans. These are sounds I could listen to forever. She's doing the thing, guys. Yes, just like that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Keep going. It's fucking awesome. Can't say much else. Oh yeah, baby. Let's see how well you handle my tool. She's breathing so fast. She likes it when I grab her hair. Yeah. Oh, yes. Ah, so good. Grim. All these erotic sounds. All my senses are filled with her lips smacking down on my shaft. Oh, Adele, I can't say anything. I'm so turned on right now, and her skin's so soft and silky. I can't stop touching her. Her panties, time to get rid of them. Oh, you naughty boy. Couldn't wait to get into my panties, I wanted to return the favor. Oh, the things I'll do to that cock, sweetie, if you only knew. I don't think that's Grim saying that. I think that's her saying that. What are you waiting on, sweetie? God, that fiery look of hers. It's driving me insane. Get over here, stallion. I want it so bad. Oh, here we go. Let me ride you, baby. How can I say no to that? Wow. Saying yes, yes. It's an Herbal Essences commercial right now, guys. Yes, just like that. Oh my god. She's like, yeah, my pussy is soaking wet. Get some angles on that, guys. Well, I think you did see that. There was a good enough angle there. Yeah, it was more than enough angle. What about, I want you bent over, Adele. Please, it's so hot. Is this how you want me? Perfect. Perfect. That's perfect. over sweet pussy and those drops of life-giving nectar. This is really happening. Ah, feels like heaven inside her. You're so fucking tight. Oh yeah, that's so fucking good. Oh yes, yes, yes. Her pussy feels incredible as it wraps around my cock. Her moans, I wasn't expecting her to be so loud. Oh, oh, she is soaking wet. I can feel her juices on my balls or even spreading down my thighs. Ah, oh, unbelievable. This feels amazing, it's perfect. Oh, you're doing great, baby. Oh, I've never experienced it like this before. I just want more and more. Oh, Grim, oh my god. Those slippery, wet slaps of a soaked pussy, getting deeply and thoroughly pounded. As awesome as all this is, I want to try another position. Ah, I just can't get enough of your sexy body. In this position, I can see every inch of you. Oh, her pussy keeps me going. It's perfect, just perfect. Can't hold back to getting inside her tight, warm hole. Ah, wow. Oh, my god, incredible. Yes, just like that. You're so deep in me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adele's so amazingly sexual and erotic. He says I'm about fucking come right here, but he means to say I'm about to fucking come right here. With every thrust, she clenches up and grips my cock even more, bringing me so close to the edge. Oh, whoa, whoa. Yes, please, please. I love this taste. You have such strong fingers, Grim. You're the best. Okay, that's pretty much all of them. But I like this one the best. I'm coming. Oh, that feels so good. Her voice is making me lose myself. I can't think of anything but her wet pussy gripping my cock, her soft curves pressed against mine, her screams of pleasure. So primal, absolutely perfect. I'm close! Come for me, baby, please. I need your cum. All I want is to come all inside her. Ugh, yes, unbelievable. Oh, Adele. Jeez, that feels so good. You're so amazing, babe. Ugh, it's so good to feel your seed all inside me. What an unforgettable experience. I'm forever grateful to you, Adele. For what? Your trust, affection, and tenderness. I'm glad you enjoyed it, sweetie. Mwah! Her eyes look so happy. A good orgasm is good for everyone, right? I completely lost track of time. It's so late. Well past midnight already. Really? That's too bad. The club is closing soon. Plus, I still have to pay the cleaning lady. What? Leaving already? Sorry, time to be an adult. I really have to run. I'm so glad you helped me take my mind off work, at least for a few hours. Bye, sweetie. Bye-bye. Wow, I'm so relaxed right now. That was some of the best sex I've had, and some of the best sex we've had on this channel, I think. Can't even get up and leave yet. Damn. If it were up to me, I'd just fall asleep on this couch. Okay, I gotta get a grip. Gonna be real awkward if I wake up here in the morning. Next morning. Morning already? Oh, I need to start heading to bed earlier. Perhaps a pick-me-up coffee for Maki? Alright, guys. That's good for Lust Academy. Like, I didn't even know we were going to go into a full Adele fuck scene. You guys got that as a treat. I didn't give you guys Lust Academy for a few weeks, and you totally got the Adele fuck scene. So I know a lot of you guys were looking forward to that and probably won't be watching this anymore. Well, it finally fucked Adele, that's it. But I want to keep going because there is a story and a bunch of other stuff, and even though it ends badly, just like Monster College, there's still a lot of fun that we get there, right? So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Lust Academy on Grim's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.